Hey, this is,
she popped in here.
August 19th, The Way We Are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There she is.
Still isn't here.
That's their problem.
His problem?
That's their problem. This is us. Thank you.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. This is the last week. Next week we'll do questions and answers. So this is really the last week for the topic, The Way We Are. So why are we doing this the way we are? To figure out what is going on with our thinking. It's always going to be about mind. It's always going to be about your thinking. Long before there was Christianity, the Oracle of Delphi above there was written, "Know thyself." What do they mean by that, "know thyself"? So many people spend so many hours on the couch trying to figure out who they are, so that they can know themselves. But we're trying to know ourselves as either a god or a goddess. This is the realization we have here in Los Angeles. We have several organizations called Self-Realization, Self-Realization Fellowship. Their self-realization that they are talking about is the idea of your relationship with God, to realize that you are truly one with this thing we call God, this life, this intelligence. We have to know that we're one with that. We say that God is all there is, and then we think that we're outside of God, or we think that we're different from God. And this is what causes the separation. So this teaching teaches only unity, no separation whatsoever. So when I introduce this thing and I say, "I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses," it's for you to recognize that within yourself and to give up the idea that the world tells you that you're separated from God, that God is somewhere else outside of you. What most people do not realize is that they are puppets. We are all puppets of our conditioning. We've all been conditioned to think. We've been conditioned to think that we must behave like other people. We are conditioned to believe that we are like our mothers and fathers, or like the generations behind us, that we have this thing called family and all. All this stuff is true, and all these things work at a particular level. But we're not talking about that level. We are always trying to move ourselves up to a higher realization of what we are and what life truly is. But we have a difficult time doing that, because the world, as I always say, is very convincing. And this little mind of ours is very convincing. And the ego part of our mind is particularly convincing. It convinces you that you are it. You are not your ego any more than you are your mind. So what we want to do is to be able to step back from our thinking, so that we can see what our mind is doing to us, and so that we can come to the realization that we can control our thinking, that we can learn to think any thought we want to think. Earlier this evening, I was talking to Andy here, and he said he missed an audition because he was busy working at home and so forth, and immediately he felt guilty. And I said, "Why would you feel guilty about that?" Because he said, "I should have done it." And you see here, once again, that word "should" comes in. He could have done it if he wanted to. He was involved in something else, so he made a choice. When you make a choice, it's either going to be right or it's going to be wrong. You're going to find that out. But you have to know that your life is a choice, and everything that you are doing, you are choosing to do. So that you can get out of this idea of being conditioned by the world, by your own thinking. Otherwise, you truly are a puppet of your conditioning. So this is why we want to realize that we are connected to this thing called God. Therefore, we have to be some part of that. We have to be a God in the making. We have to be demigods. We have to be something. But we are not outside of that power any more than we are outside of this thing that we call the now. Everyone's talking about living in the now and being in the now. Some people call it the zone. They call it this, that, and the other thing. You have to realize that you're connected, not only connected to the now, you are the now. There's nothing else happening but what's happening right now in front of you. If your mind tells you that something else is happening, if you're thinking about yesterday or tomorrow, you've just left the now and you're not living. You cannot live in the past. You cannot live in the future. You can only live in the now. So, I want to get into that a little bit further in a minute. But anyway, would you read this card and pass it on, please?
I am the full expression of God's love.
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 And I am the full expression of God's love. Why is that so important to know? I love that word, full expression, not just an expression of God, but the full expression of God's love. This thing called God is perfect. Therefore, what God makes is perfect. You have to know that you are not, that you are perfect. But your mind will tell you, no, you need this yet, you need that yet. You are a perfect expression of God's love. And you are the full expression of God's love. Not just some part, not just some percentage, but 100%. Many people think, well, I have a little bit of that, but I don't have the whole enchilada. You are the whole enchilada. And this you must bring into your awareness. You must bring this into your awareness. Now, I wanted to talk a moment about the now. And we talk about the now. We talk about the present moment. We say in the present moment is where all the power is, because you cannot be anywhere but in the present moment. So therefore, this thing that we call God, we call a living God, because God lives in the moment. Did God live yesterday? Will God live tomorrow? God will only live in the moment. Therefore, we know that the power is in the moment. So why is that so important to realize? Well, it's that whole thing that I used to tell people, how do you do something when it looks too big? Well, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. If you stay in the now, you only have that little piece of thing, that little piece of time to think about, to worry about. Nothing can happen in that little thing. But we let our minds project into the future and project back to the past. And then we think this whole thing is really difficult. Well, life is not difficult. It's that thing with 12 step. One day at a time, one moment at a time, just stay in the now where all the power remains. If you're overwhelmed by anything, make your mind come back to the now and say, look, I'm well in this moment. That is all that I need to know at the present. And then you can take that now and you can keep moving it to something else. But life is very easy, very simple, when you realize you only have the now. And you only have this moment to be concerned about. It's the same idea that you can only think one thought at a time. Your mind loves to keep all these thoughts going, and you think you're thinking. I hear people say, oh, I'm thinking all these different thoughts. But you can only think one at a time. There's no way you can think two thoughts at once. You cannot do that. So that makes life, again, simple. So it's all in training, and it's training our minds to do what we want them to do instead of allowing them to do, or your mind to do what it wants. And there's how we become puppets, because we do not think for ourselves. Most of the world does not think for itself. People do not. They are the same as they were. What do I mean by that? Most people, if they grew up in a home that had a particular religion, they stay with that religion. They never even question that it was merely an accident of birth that you were born into that religion. You could pick any religion, but you don't. You stay with the one that you were born with. This is most people. People that come into religious science have a different mindset, and they think, oh, I have to think something different and new because their religion is not working for them. So that conditioning that you had when you were a child, you're able to give up. So what other conditioning did you have as a child that you are able to give up now that you're an adult? And so you have to think, why am I thinking the way I am? How many people say, oh, I'm turning into my mother, or I'm turning into my father? You're turning into those people because you're starting to think the same thoughts that they thought, that you heard them, because you were conditioned all those years. So now it's time to grow up, to mature, and to learn to think for yourself. To learn to think for yourself. And that's what this teaching is all about. This teaching does not teach people what to think. Other religions teach you what to think. This religion teaches you how to think, and how to think about yourself and what's going on with you. We know that God is absolutely perfect. God needs no worship, but we need all that. So we add that. The same way with Andy and the guilt trips and the shame and all this stuff, that's all man-made. All man-made. You've heard that, and you've been conditioned, and here you are, a puppet again, dancing to somebody else pulling the strings because you think that that's the way humans behave. That is not the way humans behave. Or I should say, that is not the way that humans have to behave. You can make a choice, and you can decide, I do no longer want to think that way. I no longer want to be the way I am. I want to be something different. So think of choice. What choices are you making? Because it's the choices that you make that are going to make your life. And that's on a moment-to-moment basis. I told you a story before about the twins that grew up. One became an alcoholic and the other one did not. When they asked the one, why did you become an alcoholic? He said, well, my father was an alcoholic, and I saw it when I was growing up, and I just said to myself, well, I'll be an alcoholic too, because I'm taking after my father. And the other twin said, I made a choice not to do that. He said, my father was an alcoholic, and I decided I would not be an alcoholic. It's in choice. Your life is a choice. You do not have to be these things. But we hear the world tell us constantly, it runs in the family. Oh, remember his father was that way. Remember this, 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 and this. I grew up in a very small town where they were always comparing you to your parent or your grandparent because they knew the whole family. They knew the whole family. When people say, oh, you're acting just like your father, you're acting just like your mother, you start to be conditioned by those things. And you start to act that way. Now, some people think that's wonderful, that they're imitating their mother, and they think that that is a great educational tool, and boy, I made something out of my child because, look, they're just like me. You see? Now, is that any way? Do you want your child to be just like you? This world has too many things to offer than to be like somebody else. You are an individualized expression of this thing that we call God. You don't want to express yourself like somebody else. You don't want to become somebody else. You don't want to imitate somebody else's life. It's too valuable, this thing. So you can create your own self, and you do that with your thinking and by being able to change that thinking. And that's a very easy thing to do, to change your thinking. The difficult part is keeping it changed, because the mind loves to go right back to the same spot again, and there you are, right back in the soup. But use your thinking. Don't be convinced by the world, and don't be convinced by other people, and certainly don't be convinced by your mind. Learn to put your mind out in front of you and see what it is doing, and then you can change it. It's just like the screen on your computer. It's just like the screen on your computer. If you don't like, if you type something across that screen and you don't like it, do you not backspace? Do you not delete? Do you not change it? So, if you can change that, you can change what's going on in your mind. Anything, I'll see if I can do this, I'm not very technical, and I'm not computer savvy, but the hard drive always remains the same. It's the software that changes. But the hardware remains the same. Your hardware always remains the same. What is your hardware? You're one with God. You're a God or you're a goddess. You're complete love. That's your hardware. It never changes. But you have put, we have put, so many pieces of software on top of it that we have corrupted. We have corrupted that. So we no longer think that we are one with God. We no longer think that we are love. But the hard drive is always there. It never changes. So look around and see what software you're putting on top of that, and get rid of that. Get rid of the software that you have loaded your mind up with. I don't know why it's so difficult for us to think, oh, I am one with this thing called God. You know that different churches, especially the Christian church, always refers to God as the Father. Refers to God as the Father. So, we also say that we're made in the image and likeness of God. That is not outwardly, by the way, that's inwardly. We are made inwardly in the image and likeness of God. Why can we not come to that realization? We say, oh, I'm just like my father, my earthly father. I have these qualities that my earthly father has. Why can't we say, I have these qualities that my heavenly father has? That I have these qualities that God has? See, we have to raise our thinking to a higher level. You should always honor your mother and your father. After all, they are from the same blood as you, and you are from the same blood as them. And you should honor them simply because you chose to come through them to have this experience. Now, whether you believe that or not, doesn't matter. But it certainly helps when you're down in the dumps or you're angry with your parents and so forth to back up a moment and say, hey, let's put the brakes on here. You picked these people. You picked these people. You may have been in a hurry and picked the wrong ones, but you picked them. So now let's see what we can do with this situation. You see, we can change that. This is the whole idea. It's getting more knowledge so that we can change our thinking, so that we can see things in a bigger way. Otherwise, we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing the same thing. I was thinking the other day about all the religions, you know, and I used to think it was, oh, just absolutely wonderful to be able to spout off all these Bible verses and know what was going on in that Bible and this, that, and the other thing. But where does it get you? Where does it get you? Does it help you find work? Does it help you feed yourself or any of that? No, it does not help you. Great piece of knowledge, perhaps. Lovely things to do. This teaching is not into that. You know, you may read the Bible. for it. Go. But is it practical? It has to be a practical teaching. This thing called religious science has to be a practical teaching. Otherwise, it's of no good whatsoever. It's like you might as well go back to the church you came from. It wasn't helping you. This teaching has to help you. How does it have to help you? It has to give you a new outlook on life. On what life? On your life. It has to be able to do that. It has to be able to make you realize that you are a wonderful human being. That you are a wonderful human being. That you truly are this thing called God. So this is what this teaching is about. It's about you. And it's about making you feel good about yourself. Remember, the highest form of worship that you can give God is to love yourself. And this is what life is all about. That self-realization of learning that you're one with God is the same self-realization of learning to love yourself. Because love and God are one and the same thing. And if you say there is such a thing as God, and God made me, and then you don't like yourself, what good is it? And what value does your life have? I don't care if you live another 200 years. If you do not like yourself, what have you brought to this plane of action? If you learn to love yourself while you're here, you set up a whole new vibration. A whole new collective vibration starts on this planet. You see, if everyone loved themselves, do you think that we would be in the predicament we're in now? You know, there wouldn't be all this stress, struggle, strain, sacrifice. There wouldn't be all these wars or anything. If you loved yourself, you see. But most people have a difficult time learning to love themselves. I have no earthly idea why that is so. Because you think your parents told you something? You were a bad boy? You peed in the alley when you were a kid? I don't know why people. But if you're sitting here and you don't love yourself, make up your mind that you're going to love yourself. Just make up your mind. Make up your mind that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Let's do the matter then.
I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I really, really matter. Yes.
So important to learn that you do matter. So important to bring yourself to the realization that you truly are a wonderful human being and that you love yourself. And that you love yourself. So give up all this other twaddle that goes on out there, or twaddle that goes on inside of you, telling you all the reasons why this is not true. You know, we can make up a list constantly of all the reasons why we cannot do something, why we cannot be something, and why we cannot connect ourselves with this God, because we're not quite ready yet, because we think we sinned in some way, we think we've done this wrong, we've done this wrong, we've done that wrong. This thing called God only holds you in the highest of esteem, never sits in judgment upon itself through you, never condemns you in any way, shape, or form. Every difficulty that you are having because of your thinking. If you change your thinking, the difficulty will change. But it starts with this thing called love, and it starts with self-love. Now, whatever anyone else wants to tell you, that that's wrong, or that you're going to be get conceited, or whatever holds you back from doing that, forgive yourself now for all that stuff and say, from now on in, I'm going to love myself regardless. I'm going to love myself with all my warts or whatever I happen to have. It's the only way to go through this experience. The only way to go through this experience. We are here for such a short period of time. We should be having the most wonderful experience that we can have. The other thing is, you must realize that you chose to come to this plane of action so that you could experience something that you were not able to experience in the other realms. And that experiencing is this thing called self-love. To learn to love yourself. It's very easy. Just say to yourself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to love myself regardless. And give up all this nonsense that goes on around you. You know, most of the things you think about, most of the things that we do and all that, it's not necessary. Most of the conversations we have are not necessary. We just think, oh well, keep talking, something will happen. And it won't. But keep loving. And keep loving yourself. And something will happen. Something will happen. We say that we are made up of what? Beliefs, viewpoints, opinions. We can change all of those. We can change those things. But we have to decide. We're the ones who chose those. But now they have gotten very strong. And we think, oh, now we can't do anything about them. That's the way I always do things. That's the way I always have thought. No. We have this wonderful thing, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's an out-and-out lie. And that's absolute race mind working at the highest level. It does not want you to know that you can think and that you can change your thinking and you can continue to think throughout your life. Continue to think throughout your life. I made this statement a long time ago and I'll make it again. Most people stop thinking at the age of 25 because they think they have figured everything out. And that's why they just keep plodding along, doing the exact same thing that they always have done. They just keep doing that. So don't do that to yourself. Know yourself. Stop telling yourself stories. That's all we ever do, you know. We're a story in the making. We just tell one story after the other. We know little bits and pieces of each of our stories, and we have a wonderful story going on about ourselves. But we're making that story. It's just a story. I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that. It's a story you're telling yourself, and then you start to tell it to the rest of the world. You see? You can change that story. You're the storyteller. You're the storyteller. So change the story. When I was in Atlanta, Georgia, I started the junior church there. And a little kid. Oh, they understood this. Immediately they understood this. We used to use a little thing, you know, if you don't like what's going on, change the channel. It's like the television set. You see, why would you sit and watch a program you didn't want to watch? You would change it to another channel. But yet you'll sit and think a thought that you don't like. You won't change. All you have to do is click. You know, change it to another channel that you do like. But people don't change. They don't change the channel. Your mind. We'll just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. You're the one who has to say, stop that. I want to see something new. I want to do something different. But you allow it because you're convinced that your mind is your friend. Your mind is not your friend. It's never been your friend. It has never brought you any good news. If anyone here's mind brought them any good news, I'd like to know it. No. But it loves to tell you the bad stuff. Don't fall for that. So, change the story of your life. You're the one that's telling that story. So, have fun with this whole thing. Have fun with this idea of learning to love yourself. You see, life is a project. And you're the one that's doing that. It's a laboratory. Experiment with it. Have fun with it. But know that you can change this story that you're telling yourself. But each and every one of us has a story going on in there. And we are convinced that that story is real. You say, I have wonderful stories going on. I have no idea if they're real sometimes. I can go back in my own. I say, oh yeah, I had a good childhood. I had this. I had a horse. I had this. I had that. I had this. And that. But that all seems real, doesn't it? I have no idea if any of that's real. No idea of any of that. It's a story I'm telling myself. It's just a story I'm telling myself. So how many stories are you telling yourself? So this thing is the way we are is because of our thinking, because of our choices. And this teaching is what is the one of the main things this teaching is trying to teach you. It's trying to teach you to think the thought that you want to think and to feel the feeling that you want to feel. And yet, I will tell you, I've been doing it for almost 40 years now. And I still have not mastered that. Because thoughts come into my head that I don't want. Now, I can get rid of them faster probably than most people. But I told you the story of how I learned to change my thinking. So I know that you can do that. Remember years ago when my alarm clock went off, it would say, get up, you lazy lounge lizard. You're never going to make anything out of yourself. Now hit the deck. I woke up to that for, I don't know, umpteen years. Till I got into this teaching, and I taught my mind in the morning to say, good morning, Dallas. You're going to have a wonderful day today. Now, isn't that a much better way to wake up than to wake up thinking you're not going to make anything out of yourself? You're nothing but a rotten, lazy lounge lizard. And that hit the deck would come into my mind, and that was my father. He was in the Navy. And he would scream, hit the deck. You see, I was a puppet to my conditioning. But I learned to stop that. I learned to stop many tapes in my mind. Many, many tapes in my mind. And if I can do it, I know that you can do it. And it's the only way that you're going to come to self-realization. It's the only way you're going to come to the idea that you truly are connected to this thing called God, that you are God in the making. Otherwise, you're just reading this, you're just listening to this, and it's not helping you at all. It's nice to have all this information, but what good is it if it doesn't help you? Most of the things that I'm talking to you, we're doing it because of thought and so forth. So many of these things are beyond thoughts and beyond feelings. They're into a realm of knowing. Just into a realm of knowing. You can collect all this information, you can collect all the facts and all the truths in the world. But do you come to a realization of knowing? It doesn't help because it's never sunk in. It's never been in. So many people are in religious science, but religious science is not in them. You have to let this teaching be in you. It's the idea that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you can choose a different way to go through life by learning to control your thinking, by learning to become a witness to your thinking, so that you can stand back. As the Buddhists would say, you detach yourself from your mind. You detach yourself from this world so that you can see it correctly and see what's going on. Then you can start to laugh at the whole thing because it is rather amusing. And you are rather amusing if you really let your mind, if you can control your mind and see what the mind's doing, it becomes very funny. It does become funny. So there you have that to look forward to. Wouldn't it be nice to have fun? No, think of it. So you're here to have fun. You're here on this plane of action. We were conditioned and we were told the horrible lie that we had to please God. God has never been displeased with you. You do not have to do cartwheels or anything to get God's attention. You do not have to do any pleading. You do not have to do any of the crazy things that people think they have to do because of this whole idea that you are less than, that you were born in sin, and therefore you're never going to quite make it. Maybe in the next life. Well, there's only the now. So I would rather have it now. I'm not waiting for the next life. And I think that that's a big hoax that has been put on people. You say, don't worry about it now. My friend Doug the Baptist loves to go through all the stress, struggle, strain, sacrifice, and any type of suffering that he can do. Because he says to me, when I get to heaven, I will have a higher station because of what I've gone through here. I have a higher station. So if you suffer a lot, you're going to have a higher station. Now, isn't that a bunch of bull? Have you ever heard of such a bunch of bull? And this man used to teach young people in the Baptist church for 30 or 40 years. He taught. But he's of the firm belief that the more he suffers, the more God likes him. A lot of people out there doing that. A lot of people, oh, I'm suffering, God must really like me. Now, how could you have such a twisted mind? How could you have such a twisted mind? You're not here to suffer. If you're suffering, it's because you're doing it, not because God's doing it. And you're suffering because of your thinking, because you got trapped, because you got conditioned, and you became a puppet of that conditioning. And now somebody else is pulling those strings. Learn to pull your own strings. Or better still, cut all those strings and become your own person so that you truly know who you are. That you come to a self-realization about yourself and give up all those other things. I have a card. I had it here now for 3 weeks. I'm going to finally read it. Because I think, and we'll talk about it, because I think this is very important, especially in this teaching. Because so many people think, oh, this thought is going to do something, or this is bad for me, or whatever they're thinking. Let me read it, and then we'll go back over. An important thing to remember is that it's never just one thought. Action, decision, or feeling that brings about one exact outcome. It's the sum total of what's recorded in the energy field that manifests everything. The sum total. The sum total, you see. But people are so afraid to think a thought. They're so afraid to do this that they have to. They get rigid, you know. It reminds me, you might as well be doing the rosary with some of this stuff, the way people think, oh, I can't say that, I can't do that, I'm in religious science, I'm in new thought, I have to be. No, it's a sum total. of the thought atmosphere or the energy field that you're in. Now, what is the main thought that would... I'll use the word eliminate, that would eliminate all these bad things and you could go about having fun and so forth. And wouldn't have to worry, oh, am I thinking correctly? Am I doing this correctly? You know, am I thinking positive all the time? Whatever your people do. Well, you have to go back to that thing of the idea of the hardware again. You have to love. You have to love. Doesn't matter what thoughts and so forth. Yes, we want to correct our thought thinking. We want to have positive thoughts and so forth. If you can have all the positive thoughts in the world, if you don't love, nothing's ever going to happen. Positive thoughts cannot do anything without love. Can't do it. And that's why so many people are not getting what they want. Because they think, I'm thinking all these positive thoughts. I'm doing all these affirmations. I'm doing all this, that, and the other thing. Do they love themselves? Do they love everybody else? Do they love the world? Do they love the experience that they're in? Do they love the now? It's always going to be love. That's the thing that puts the oomph behind everything. So forgive yourself if you're thinking a bad thought and say, I'm loving myself and I'm loving other people. I'm loving the world. And I'm going to set up an atmosphere of love. And that's the vibration. Everyone talks about the universe vibrating and everything is vibrating. Well, yes, we want to get into that vibration. But you have to know it's a vibration of love. Do you think God was mean that day and hating everybody and then created us? No. God's always loving. So the vibration of the universe, the vibration of everything is love. So that's hardware that's underneath everything is this thing called love. And we keep putting all this software on top of it, thinking, no, get rid of that, go back, go to the hardware and start loving. Just start loving, you see. Now, I'm going to say, how do we do that? Let's close our eyes a moment. Let's just center ourselves. And let's know that we're completely surrounded by love. That there is nothing but love. And let's see an image of ourselves. And we can see ourselves there, right there in front of us. And we can say, geez, what a nice person. What a likable person. What a wonderful person. I think I like that person. My goodness, I think I love that person. And then feel that love. Feel a vibration, a tingling, a warmth. Feel something. I know that that is love that you're feeling. And that's love for yourself that you're feeling. There's no big mystery. Know that you are love. You don't need to be loved. And you don't need love. Because you are love. And now take that love. That love that you are. And let it radiate out from you. Just feel it coming out from you. And as it comes out from you, know that it's filling up this room. It's moving right past this room and it's filling up the street. Then it's filling up all of Burbank. And then it's filling up all of Los Angeles. And now it's going clear around the world. And it's encasing the whole world in love. And you realize that's all there is. There's only love. And it feels so good. And you feel so good. Because you're vibrating. You're vibrating at the same level as the source of all. The source of all is love. And you are now vibrating. And you can use this love now to heal yourself. To heal yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And once you have healed yourself, think of the light that you are going to radiate into this world. And that light is a healing light, so that anyone that comes into your vicinity is automatically healed. Healed because of the vibration of love. That vibration of love of yourself that is going out into the world. Let that love come up through you and out. You can never run out of it. It's a wellspring that is there just going and going and going. And the more you allow it to come up through you and out, the more you will receive. It just works that way. Love yourself. Love yourself. There is no other way. You can come back when you're ready. That's what it's all about. You can read book after book. You can come to this class. You can go to other people's classes. You can spend the rest of your life looking for something. But take a shortcut here and just learn to love yourself, and everything else will fall into place. It just naturally falls into place. It's wonderful. Love always makes the way clear for you. Always makes the way clear for you. So do that. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.